Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Today's episode deals with the discussion on the topic of death. If that is in any way triggering for you, please skip today's episode and remember to tune in to how you're feeling.
Headspace Studios.
Hey, friends, it's Rosie here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday. Let me start by saying, I'm a hypochondriac. Yep, that's right. I'm the person who's always worrying about every little ache, pain, or symptom, and turning to Dr. Google for the answers. It's just who I am. I go through the surge of anxiety and panic, then quell my worry by Googling famous people who have the same illness or disease I just diagnosed myself with. On today's episode, we're exploring the concept of abeneveshia, or the fear of death and its impact on our lives. The fear of death causes suffering and impedes our growth. It's a scary topic to think about, right? But as the final klesha, or cause of suffering, it's important to discuss. Just a few months ago, I lost my abuelita. It's been a tough journey as I navigate life without hearing her voice every week. I had her in my life for my whole life. Thinking back to the last 2 years of my monthly visits, I witnessed her nearly 90-year-old body grow frail, losing strength, and unable to walk. Her once joyful and resilient self fell into the depths of fear and despair. It's heartbreaking to see someone you love so deeply at the precipice of death's door, full of fear, and there's nothing you can do or say to help. I remember a time when I faced my fear of death head on. I had a health scare that landed me in the hospital. I was terrified, consumed by thoughts of my own mortality and what might happen to me. But during that dark moment, something shifted within me, and it was something my abuelita said to me when I was little. In Spanish, she said, "You cannot fear death. Let it come when it comes. Don't allow fear to take what precious time you have left. Don't let fear win." We knew I was going to be okay, but the thoughts were still there, and I did my best to be as present as I could. Maybe I couldn't control the outcome, but I could avert my attention from fear. As I lay in that hospital bed, I focused on the warmth of the sunlight streaming through the window, the sound of birds chirping outside, and the gentle rhythm of my breath. In that moment of acceptance, the fear began to dissipate, replaced by a profound sense of peace and gratitude for the gift of life. That experience taught me that true liberation comes from embracing the impermanence of life and living fully in the present moment, free from the grip of fear. In my abuelita's final moments, and with her failing memory, I would do my best to point out the birds, to wheel her outside so she can get some fresh air, to make her laugh when I could, to tell her how much I loved her. It's a lesson I carry with me every day as I navigate the ups and downs of life, even with my hypochondriac traits. I have to remind myself to find joy in the precious moments we have, because ultimately, that's all we really have, isn't it? It's profound to realize that we're all going to face the same fate, yet somehow, we manage to live our lives mostly free from dwelling on our own expiration date. A true gift, I think. The process of uncovering our eyes and freeing ourselves from abhinavesha, as per the scriptures, is to commit to a daily practice of presence, self-study, and surrender. We must surrender to the call of our own true nature, that gentle inner voice that tells us that everything is already perfect, just as it is. We have to embrace the part of ourselves that is already connected to every living thing, that we are already whole. It is a process of surrender, which is no walk in the park, I know. It's a tender process, one that asks us to let go with self-compassion so we can continue on our path. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, take care and embrace the preciousness of each moment. I'll see you back here soon.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.